Pop-up Stories is our live storytelling event where people in the community tell personal stories in front of an audience. The theme of our first Pop-up Stories event was Hungry and Fed. And Karen Blackman told a story from her college years. Karen was raised in the Upper Peninsula in the 50s and 60s, and she remembers following the footage from the Civil Rights Movement on TV and being very moved by it.
And after my sophomore year of college, I went to Washington, D.C. I followed a boyfriend there and got a job at a place, I don't know if any of you ever heard of it, Hogate Seafood Restaurant. So Hogate Seafood Restaurant was sprawling, enormous seafood, iconic restaurant in Washington, D.C. on the southwest side. It served 3,000 meals a day. It had places for 600 people to sit. There was a huge staff, as you might imagine. There was a wait staff, and there was a kitchen staff. And they had career people who worked there on the wait staff, but I was hired because they were hiring up for the summer. So I got a job. I was very unfamiliar with urban life. They fed the staff in the basement between the two shifts. We worked the lunch shift and the supper shift, and they fed us at a large cafeteria in the basement with a cafeteria line and two dining rooms. It started out to be a very lonely summer for me. The older waitresses weren't very friendly to me. It was quite an urban journey for me to get to work. One young waitress was also hired for the summer, and she was quite friendly, but she didn't live far away, so she would go during the in-between the lunch and supper shift. She sometimes would go off back home. But a few times we hung out together, and one day she confided a secret in me. She told me, "I am passing for white." And I was, I didn't know anything about that. And she said that if she had told people that she was black, that she was actually a light-skinned black person, but if she told people that she would not be hired as a waitress. That was not allowed. So meanwhile, my friendships kind of grew with the people in the kitchen. The black people who worked in the kitchen tended to be younger and were very friendly to me when I came into the kitchen to get my food. They always made, you know, various individuals who I became friends with made sure I got my food for my customers, and they were very friendly, and we had more in common. We were younger, and they would kind of joke around with me. So one day I was in the cafeteria between the shifts, and I was talking with Jeannie from the kitchen, and she was ahead of me in this cafeteria line in the basement. We both had full trays of food. We were being served in the cafeteria line by this very large sort of red-haired, burly guy who would cook the food and serve it to the staff. And I am talking to Jeannie. We're in mid-conversation, and I have a tray full of food, and I follow her into the dining room where she's going to eat, the dining room on the right. And suddenly this man, this big fellow who served the food, is in that dining room. He picks me up with tray of food and all. He throws me out of the dining room into the central area where the cafeteria line was. I fall on the floor. The food goes absolutely everywhere. And I am so embarrassed. I'm just angry, humiliated. No one seems to help me. I don't remember anyone helping me. I don't remember if I ate or not, or who cleaned up the food. I have almost no memory of the incident beyond that, except that I suddenly got it. Like, the black people who were eating in the right dining room, the kitchen staff, were eating there not just because they knew and liked each other. And the white people from the wait staff were not just eating in the left-hand dining room because they knew and liked each other, but because it was segregated. And it had not really been clear to me until that moment. So that's almost the end of the story. I went home that night to this apartment I was staying at. I called my sister Jill, who was at that time a new teacher in the Washington, D.C. area. She was dating a fellow whose brother happened to be in the FBI. The FBI called me up and did some investigation, and very promptly, within the next few weeks, starting before I left and went back to University of Michigan, the federal government desegregated Hogate's Seafood Restaurant. So I have many thoughts over the years about this incident, some truly chastising myself about why I was so dense. But I recently had a charitable thought, which was that I've been thinking, because I work at MSU now, which I didn't until I was somewhat older, how young people like those I meet at MSU with a different paradigm than their parents sometimes make, even by accident, a difference in the world just by having that worldview that doesn't assume the old one. And then at those times, I think maybe that was a good thing about my naive, clueless, yet good-willed self.
Karen Blackman, who shared her story at Current State's first Pop-Up Stories.